Alaska's first Ronald McDonald House is opening next year at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. The facility will provide free or low-cost temporary housing for pregnant women and families with children receiving care. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The Alaska Native Medical Center provides specialty medical services to tens of thousands of Alaska Natives and to veterans who live in rural areas, as well as primary care for local residents. For those who need to stay overnight, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium is building a six-story housing facility with a total of 170 rooms for patients who travel to Anchorage for specialty care. Michelle Sharlock is Director of Communications for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Western Washington and Alaska. She says the sixth floor of the new building will be designated the Ronald McDonald House and will be designed for women with high-risk pregnancies and families staying near their children receiving care.
We'll have 34 rooms, which all have, you know, their own bed, as well as a sleeper chair. There'll be common areas. There's a common kitchen. We're hoping that it's, you know, really cozy, inclusive space for new mothers as well as our pediatric patients.
Leanne Garrick is Director of Strategic Access for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. She says because women with high-risk pregnancies often need to stay near the hospital for 2 to 3 weeks, the consortium tried to honor their wishes for spaces to gather.
That area will have its own larger kitchen, a larger communal kitchen, so that we can provide Alaska Native cultural programming like healthy cooking classes or traditional foods classes. There's a larger lounge in that area that is really focused on more of a family environment so that if people want to share their experiences, they can. We heard from many patients that said that they would love to do beadwork with other families up there or they would love to learn how to knit.
Ronald McDonald Charities is contributing furnishings and supplies and a part-time staff person. The $40 million construction project is funded by tribal health organizations, the Indian Health Service, Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, and a gift from the law firm of Sinosky, Chamber, Saxe, Miller & Munson. Ronald McDonald Charities and the consortium say the project grew out of a partnership formed in 2008 in which the foundation provided a van for ANMC patient shuttles. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.